of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school baseball on Cantaland Radio.
Hot dog!
All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
It's another day of state baseball, and history in the making continues for the Onega Buffaloes, who today are at Great Bend for the second straight day as they're set to take on Pittsburgh Colgan here in the Class 2-1A state baseball semifinals. In just their third year as program history for high school baseball at Onega, the Buffaloes, now with a record of 19-3, get to take on one of the all-time great programs in the Sunflower State, the Pittsburgh Colgan Panthers, who are at state for the 50th time in their school history. It's Onega and Pitt Colgan. After exciting contest yesterday, including an extra inning affair, Onega needed 10 innings and needed to rally for 3 runs in the bottom of the 10th to get a come-from-behind victory and advance here to the semifinals today. Colgan had a little bit easier time, but they did have to knock off the number 1 seed in their opening round game yesterday. Today, both these teams will play 2 contests. Winner of the semifinals will play in the championship game around 5:30 tonight. The loser of this game will play a third-place consolation game around 3:30 this afternoon. It's all here in Great Bend on a sunny Friday morning as we come to you live on 92.1 KMZA Seneca with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke, happy to bring you today's play-by-play broadcast. We're going to take a quick time out, thank some of our great state baseball Onega sponsors. We'll have a word with Buffalo head coach Adam Kupal as Jared Sleppy caught up with him yesterday after the exciting Buffalo comeback victory. That's all next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Royce Becker on why he chooses Community National Bank.
It's been our bank for as long as I can remember. Anytime we need something or if we have an issue or something needs to be taken care of, they're always willing to get right on it. They're always willing to do whatever they need to help the business grow. We just started my son was old enough, a trucking business, and they were on board with helping us get started and doing whatever they needed to help us get that rolling.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
Kids did a great job. They kept fighting. Every time we got down, every time something bad happened, they kept fighting back. They're a heck of a lot better competitors than they are public speakers, as you can see. But they're a fun team, and even that last inning, 10th inning, you're down by 2. There was no doubt. I mean, they just kept fighting and kept doing what they do. So really proud of them.
Yeah, I mean, talk about some of your guys that came up in the clutch. I mean, Race was unbelievable. We just talked to Keegan as well. And Hunter coming up through the end after having a rough start to the game, but able to come and finish the way he did.
There's not a kid that we don't have confidence in. I mean, Hunter's batting 8th, and he gets out every time he comes up to bat. But there wasn't a doubt in our mind he gets up there 2 outs. We thought about bunting, things like that. I think we had 1 out actually at that time. Either way. The kid comes up, and we knew he had it in him, and he put the ball in play, and that's what we asked of him. So,
and kind of talking about your pitching as well, you guys expended everybody, but were you able to really go according to the game plan they went with all along, or is it going to have to adjust on the fly?
It went to the game plan that we had all along. We got to the end of Jackson. We really wanted to save him in case we had games later where we might need him. But he was dealing. He was throwing strikes. And we wanted to keep rolling with him because we felt like we had a good chance of winning the game with him. And it didn't matter to save if we saved him for later if we didn't get through this one. So we burned him, but we knew that's what we needed to do to get the win, and he did exactly what we needed him to do. So
how difficult is it going to be to kind of reset now? A very emotional game, very physical. How difficult will it be to reset and get ready for tomorrow?
I'm glad we're playing one game and not 2. We're going to go. I'm sure there's a lot of family want to get pictures and all that. And I told the kids we're going to go back and relax, get showered up, settle in for the night. I think they'll be more excited about going to bed this evening than they were last night. So we'll rest up and we'll be ready to go in the morning.
Adam Kufall, Onega baseball coach, after that fantastic victory, 8-7 was the final. Coach, one last question. Kind of talking about how things are setting up for tomorrow. Who's going to be on the mound and what's that going to look like, you think?
We'll probably go with Colby. He was our plan all along for day two. We were hoping to not have to use him to close today, but it was a tight ball game. We felt like we needed to go to him. But he's 7-2 on the year. He's been one of the best pitchers in the state last year and this year. We feel really good about him going against Colgan. They are an extremely good baseball team. Obviously, they've been good for a really long time, but Colby's as good as there is in the state. So we felt like if we could get to day two, our number two is as good or better than anybody else's number two. So we feel really confident about him.
Now, Lyde, one more question. You're kind of losing your voice a little bit. Is that because of some stuff that was going on during the game or the celebration?
It was I was losing it about the seventh inning and the tenth inning. Races play at home, which I thought he was there. That's when the rest of my voice was out. So I'll be like this for the rest of the week.
Well, Coach, congratulations once again. See you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Jared.
Awesome. Thanks, Jared.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Welcome back to Great Bend, Kansas. The studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke with you. We are just underway. First batter of the game. Onega, the home team here, facing Pittsburgh Colgan. And the leadoff runner will reach on a hit by pitch. Actually, couple good tosses there by Colby Simpkins to get things started, as Simpkins had the count in his favor 0-2, but then he just hit Gus Keller on an 0-2 pitch. So the leadoff runner for Pitt Colgan is aboard. Nobody out. Second batter of the game here in the top of the first inning. Carter Jacquino is the second baseman and the right-handed hitter now, as Simpkins left the pitch from the stretch and misses way high on his first offering. So Colby Simpkins getting the start here today. In the top third of the Colgan lineup. Big lead over at first. Race Fisher holding the runner on. Buckshone, and spun it back to the pitcher. Simpkins comes in to get it. Throws off balance, kind of been hanging in the air, and the throw cannot be caught. Nobody's at second base. And taking off for second is Keller, and Colgan's going to have runners at second and third with nobody out. That was a great bunt by Jacquino. And now they're going to call actually runner interference, and the runner at third is out. Coach Mike Watt is going to come in to plead his case to the home plate umpire. Looks like maybe they're going to make the runners go back, as Mike Watt is in his 38th year as head coach of Pitt Colgan baseball. They're 13-11 this year, but play a lot of 3A teams in the CNC league. So it was a great bump back to the pitcher. Simpkins had to run in hard and towards the first base line. He kind of picked it up, and then he jumped in the air as he threw it, and it was off target. But they call a runner interference. And so returning to first base is going to be Carter Jacquino, and out on the runner interference play there is Gus Keller. So that completely changes the inning and puts things more in Onega's favor. Instead of runners at second and third with nobody out, Vic Colgan is going to have a runner at first base with one out, and Coach Mike Watt, after we were about set to resume play, is back down visiting again with the home plate umpire. The number three batter for Pitt Colgan is Cooper Simmons, the catcher. Batting cleanup will be the Colgan pitcher, Kyson Bennett. Hitting fifth is right fielder Karsten Simmons. Then the third baseman, John Petusik, bats sixth for the Panthers. Batting seventh is first baseman Tristan Voss. The shortstop, Colin Height, will bat eighth, and hitting ninth for Colgan is their left fielder, Connor Van Beesler. So Keller in center, Jacquino at second, Simmons the catcher, Bennett pitching, Simmons in right, Petusik at third, Boff at first, Hyde at short, and Van Beesler at left. That's the lineup for Colgan. Here's a hard hit ball back up the middle, and it will one hop in front of center fielder Kelzer. Holding at second base is Jacquino, but now there's runners at first and second in the initial hit of the ball game on the first offering from Colby Simpkins to Cooper Simmons of Colgan. runners at first and second for the cleanup hitter, Kyson Bennett. This, by the way, is the pitcher-pitcher matchup. Bennett is another right-handed hitter. Will be Simpkins, one of the Onega seniors. Closed out the game yesterday and deals the first pitch strike right across the heart of the plate to Kyson Bennett. Count is 0-1. There is one out here in a very interesting top of the first inning. Simpkins from the stretch. His next pitch is a little bit low, and the count is 1-1. Pitch of the Onega defense. Egan Vinnenberg is in left field. L.J. Kelzer is in center, and Colby Fordham is in right field. The 1-1 delivery. I've fouled back and out of play. Now 1-2. Around the infield for Onega, Zach Fisher starting at third. Jackson Coulterman is the shortstop. Jeremiah Dorsey at second. And Race Fisher is at first. Hunter Lehman, center here again today for Colby Simpkins. 1-2 pitch off speed, but it moved to the inside and just missed. Even in the count at 2-2 here to the Colgan cleanup hitter. Onega's exciting 10-inning victory yesterday. They're 19-3 in just their third year for high school baseball. Here's a foul straight back as Bennett fights off a fastball up above the numbers and stays alive at 2-2. They get 10 wins in their first season, 11 the second, and now a breakthrough campaign for Coach Adam Kufall and company here in 2023. Another 2-2 delivery with runners at first and second. This off-speed pitch is fouled back and again out of play. So we'll continue, and we'll go to a seventh pitch in the at-bat. Off-speed pitch that was able to wait on enough and just get a piece of it to stay alive. One out, bluffing the throw to second as Simpkins turns and steps off the rubber. Trying to keep Carter Jacquino close. Cooper Simmons is at first base for Colgan. He just reached on a single up the middle. There's a swing and a miss. That's out number two. And the first strikeout for Colby Simpkins here in the first inning. It's Simpkins that wins the seven pitch at battle. And now Carsten Simmons, who's the right fielder. Watt going to use a courtesy runner now at first base for his catcher, Cooper Simmons. So he's the courtesy runner now here with two outs, no score. Still two on base for Colgan, who had the first batter reach on a hit-by-pitch. Second batter bunting, but the runner from first was called out on runner's interference. Single, and now it's strikeout. Here's Simpkins' first pitch to Simmons. It's down Broadway, called strike one. That first pitch has been impressive. Simpkins, the right-hander, has been jumping ahead in the count. Feeling heat here to get ahead of these Colgan hitters. On the 0-1 offering, it's low and a nice block by Lehman there behind the dish. Colgan has qualified for state 50 times for high school baseball. They've won 20 state titles and 13 state runner-ups. Here's an off-speed pitch, barely low and away. That didn't miss by much. Simpkins wanted the call, didn't get it. Now 2-2 to Karsten Simmons. Simmons versus Simpkins. Two Simmons in this Colgan lineup. Colby Simpkins for Onega with the pitch, and this one at the top of the zone. It's called strike two. Simmons, you have to swing the bat, and now even in the count, 2-2 with 2-2. It's the semifinals here at the 2-1A State Baseball Tournament in Great Bend. Simpkins looking to get some momentum heading to the dugout. The pitch is low, and it gets underneath Lamont, and the runners will both move up into scoring position. Jacquino to third and Cooper Simmons to second. And a full count now, the number 5 hitter in the Panther lineup. Perhaps a little bit of extra noise and ruckus and emotion. Excitement got to Simpkins on that pitch as he overthrew it and buried it a bit here on the turf all throughout the infield in Great Bend. Now the payoff. And that's ball four. Just a bit outside. Onega thought they had the K. But instead, the bags will be loaded now with two down, and the inning will continue. Number 6 hitter, third baseman John Patusik. Force at any base. First pitch low here to Patusik. Quite a few pitches thrown now by Colby Simpkins here in the first inning. First pitching going to be a major storyline today, with both teams still alive, having to play twice today. exhausting a few pitchers yesterday. Onega will not have the services of Zach Fisher or Jackson Coulterman today. Both went yesterday beyond their pitch count to be able to return today as another pitch misses high. And a little scary here with the bases loaded. Simpkins has fallen behind. 3 balls, no strikes. A walk would score a run. Now time called by the batter. Simpkins a little frustrated. Going to step off as Ducey get backed out of there. 2 free passes, 1 hit. Here in the inning for Colgan, trying to scratch across to run. The 3-0 pitch way high. That's ball 4. That's an RBI. A 4-pitch walk for Petusic as D'Aquino comes in to score, and it's a 1-0 ball game. Quick visit by the catcher, Lamont, out there to return the ball to Colby Simpkins and had to settle him down just a little bit. 7th batter of the inning is all right-handed left-handed swinging first baseman Tristan Voss. And now Simpkins gets a strike in there to Tristan Voss. Pitch low, it's 1-1 strike. Simpkins working very quickly here. Looking for that elusive third out. 1 run is in for Colgan. We're in the top of the 1st inning. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 1-2. 400 feet to dead center here at Great Bend. 375 to the gaps and 325 down the left and right field lines. This pitch way high to the backstop. Coming home from 3rd is Cooper Simmons. He scores easily standing up. So Colton has manufactured 2 runs somehow. This one on a wild pitch. Give the Panthers an early 2-0 lead. And the count 2-2 here to Tristan Voss. Still 2 outs. Runners are at 2nd and 3rd. Also advancing there on that wild pitch. Due delivery from Simpkins is fouled towards the Onega dugout, as we said over here on the 3rd base side. Count holds at 2-2. Talking about Colgan's 20 state titles, they won 7 state championships in a row in high school baseball from 2004 to 2010. Pitch high, and the count full now, 3-2 to Tristan Voss. Owen Height would be next. Onega with the white pants and the white jerseys with black on the sleeves and black numerals and letters that are trimmed in orange. Off speed, swinging them in. Strike 3 as Simpkins records his 2nd strikeout of the inning on an off-speed pitch that will retire the side. But despite just 1 hit, Pitt Colgan able to get 2 runs. There was 3 free passes. The runner scoring on a walk and another on a wild pitch. But the Onega Buffaloes, a great offensive team, will have their 1st crack at the bat when we come back. It's 2-0 Colgan. Onega's coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The Onega Buffaloes are heading to the state baseball tournament in Great Bend, and Community Healthcare System is proud to present today's broadcast. Through all the off-season work, all the way to a regional championship at their own field, the Onega Buffaloes have overcome the odds and will now play in a state baseball tournament. Community Healthcare System enriches the health and lives of the people that they serve, and this Onega baseball team enriched the lives of the people that rooted them on this year. Good luck to the Onega Buffaloes. From Community Healthcare System.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Great Bend with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke with you today. We'll have a couple Onega games here on 92.1. Also today, the McLeod softball team, not too far from Great Bend. They're playing in Pratt in their semifinal. That is on our sister station, Care 93.7. Onega with Jackson Coulterman to lead off here. They come to the plate down a couple runs, and they'll be facing Tyson Bennett, the starting right-handed pitcher for Colgan, whose 1st delivery is low and away, ball 1. Onega's order today, Jackson Coulterman, then Zach Fisher, Colby Simpkins. Hitting cleanup is L.J. Kelzer. Jeremiah Dorsey bats 5th, followed by Race Fisher, then Colby Fordham. Pitch a little high, 2-0. Batting 8th is Hunter Lamond, and hitting 9th is Keegan Vindenberg. 2-0 to the Onega sophomore, who grounds this one towards second. Jack went over to get it, scoops and throws, and is out number one on the plate of first, retiring Jackson Colterman 4-3. Fisher, Simpkins, then Kelster, Dorsey, Fisher, Fordham, Lehman, and Vinnenberg. A room behind the home plate to the backstop here, and it mentioned it's all turf, foul and fair territory, except the outfield. Off-speed pitch, low and away, 1-0, so Bennett's fallen behind the first couple Onega hitters that he's faced. Fisher, the senior, was batting .483 coming into the state tournament. Presses for the right-hander, pops this one up behind home plate. Simmons off with the mask, chases it against the backstop, but runs out of real estate. That'll make the count 1-1 and 1-1. Onega as a team this season sit 3-4-40. Team batting average, they're 24 long balls out of the park this spring. Great offensive. Their three losses are to three teams they also beat. They have three splits and doubleheaders, but nobody's beat this Onega team twice. Next pitch from Bennett is down the middle, called strike two. Here didn't like it, but now he'll have to protect. Nine in the count, 1-2. There's one out and nobody on. Onega batting for the first time here in the bottom of the first inning. Taking off two signs is Tyson Bennett. Simmons is catcher, now on the same page. And this pitch swung on and missed. It was a high heater. It's a strikeout, two up and two down. Colby Simpkins to the plate for Onega with a team high batting average of .597. Incredible. Junior almost hitting .600 this season. He's driven in 42. It's also a team high. Pitcher matchup, which went to seven pitches in the top half of this inning when Simpkins struck out Tyson Bennett eventually. First pitch from Bennett here, and this at bat is a little low for ball one. Jake Kelzer would be next. Then scored two runs on just one hit. No errors and a couple left on. They took advantage of three passes and a wild pitch. And here's a swing and a miss. Simpkins couldn't check it in time. Kind of a ball that he was chasing well off the plate, but not checking. It's 1-1 here to Colby Simpkins. Now working from the stretch here through the inning with bases empty, off speed, waiting on it, ground ball to short. Height comes in to field it, now throws to first and in time. That's a 6-3 putout and a 1-2-3 inning for Tyson Bennett and the Pittsburgh St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. One inning complete. It's Colgan 2 and Onega 0. You're listening to State High School Baseball on your local sports authority, 92.1 KMZA.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainstarTrust.com.
It's true. Not a lot of places in Northeast Kansas can give you high-quality work for a low cost. But with Truax Tree Service, that's what you get. You get a true price, one that is affordable, and one that'll help you get the job done. Jobs big and small, they do it all. Contact the local professionals at Truax Tree Service, 785-236-7651, for your local estimate today. Because we all know when it comes right down to it, here in Northeast Kansas, we care about people that care about us. So if you want true price with true character, you need to trust True Axe Tree Service.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Great Bend. 2-0 Colgan leads as they'll bat in the top of the second with their number 8 and 9 hitters, Colin Height and Connor Van Beesler. And then back to the top for the from extreme southeast Kansas. They were the number 8 seed, but certainly no one was surprised when they were able to get the opening round win yesterday. Such a powerhouse program that bodes well in the postseason. They play such a tough schedule during the regular season, playing much bigger and higher classifications. Onega catcher just broke his so going to have to come and find another catcher's mitt to use to complete the warm-up tosses here from Colby Simpkins, who did have to throw 30 pitches first inning. So 30 pitches thrown by Simpkins. Counterpart Bennett just worked a 1-2 inning, only throwing 10 pitches. Hogan was at State here last year. They actually lost in the opening round to Colony Crest a year ago, so they've done a little bit better this year. This 44th time in 50 state baseball tournament appearances, they've advanced to the semifinals. Here's the first pitch, ground ball to second. On it is Percy, throw to first in time. There's one pitch, one out. Good way to get it started. Will be Simpkins' first out here on a ground ball that Dorsey played well at second start this inning. Now Connor Van Beesler for Colgan. He's another left-hander. A couple in their lineup. Takes the first pitch a little low for ball number one. Colgan pretty much breaks through their regional, winning 10-0, 13-2, and 19-0. So that is a combined 42-2 record, or score rather, in their three regional games last week, beating Marmonton Valley, Cherokee, and still beating Uniontown. This pitch getting a little bit low. Beesler ahead of the count, the number nine hitter for Onega. Maybe they got the catcher's fix, so they're going to throw that back out there to Layman and let him use normal catcher's mitt. Hard fastball, but down and in this time, and now it's three balls and just one strike on Connor Van Beesler. Leadoff hitter Gus Keller awaiting on deck. For the low. So one pitch ground out, and then a five-pitch walk, and that's now three walks plus a hit batter that Colby Simpkins allowed here first time through the Colgan lineup. We'll start back at the top here with one on and one out in the second inning. Simpkins will go to the stretch. Race Fisher will hold on the runner at first. Pitch a fastball barely high. It's 1-0 to Keller, who was down in the count 0-2 to start this game, but then got hit by a pitch. Started kind of a resting half inning when Colgan got two runs. The runner stealing from first on a hit and run and a foul to the backstop. So Van Beesler will have to return the first, and the count is 1-1 here to Gus Keller. So not just yesterday, but really Onega's come-from-behind win against Valley Falls as well in their home regional championship last week, winning 8-5, defeating Valley Falls for the third time this season. Time was called before the pitch as the batter was stepping out of there, and the home plate umpire granted him time. Onega walloped Blue Valley Randolph 15-0, smoked Jackson Heights 11-1, and then had that come an 8-5 against Valley Falls in their reach last week. Back win over Medicine Lodge yesterday. They kind of led through most of that game yesterday. It was tied a couple times at five to extra innings a couple times, tied at five. But Onega, the home, down 7-5. The bottom of the 10th, got three runs to win it. Runner takes off again. This ball hit short left field. Vinneberg charging in. He won't get there. Has to pull up and play it on a hop, holding at second base because he was off on the release, but then waiting to make sure that ball wasn't caught, so he really hadn't got across second base. So, and Beesler will hold it second. Gus Keller is aboard on a blue goal into right field. We're on with just one out, and Carter Chacquino is the batter. Bumps it his first time up, might have an opportunity here, but he gets hit by a pitch. The bags are going to be loaded. Second Hogan player to be hit by a pitch here today. That'll bring Coach Adam Kupal out of the Onega dugout. As mentioned, pitching a little bit limited, especially without the services of Zach Fisher and Jackson Holterman here today. Great performances from those guys yesterday. Five innings, Zach Fisher went as long as he could. Holterman had to throw 3 2/3 of relief. Eventually got the win yesterday, but of course well over their a lot of pitches to be able to here today. Simpkins pitched an inning. Bond pitched in part of an inning yesterday as well. And the catcher would probably be the next guy that the Buffaloes go to if needed today. Sitting on the mound with Coach Kufall and his entire infield. Good at Onega's pitching stats for the takeaway Fisher and Colterman, and now Simpkins. You have LeMond, who has 10 innings pitched this season. There's only one other guy that's even pitched for Onega all this baseball season, and that's Race Fisher. He's recorded two outs, facing just a couple batters. He's faced two batters. He's going to have to pitch today, maybe somebody else, with two games. Here's a hard ground ball, and that is to the third baseman, who will throw to second and get one out. He wasn't able to step on the bag. Fisher had stepped a couple feet away from the base trying to get that ball, so they get one out at second, and one runner scores. Beasler across the plate to make it 3-0. That is an RBI on the 5-4 fielder's choice for Simmons. Gus Keller out there at second. He's the second out of the inning, and now runners are at first and third base for the cleanup hitter, Kyson Bennett. Simpkins from the stretch. Runner goes from first. They will ignore him and throw to third instead, and it gets past the third baseman, Fisher. He can't find the ball, and another run scores. Throwing error there on Lehman, the catcher. And now it is 4-0 at Pitt Colgan as Jack Winnow comes around to score for the second time here today, and all the way to third goes Cooper Simmons. Still two out. Now a runner at third, and Onega's falling behind at 4-0. Austin Bennett took the first pitch for a strike, and this one's hit towards the shortstop, gloved by Coulterman, throws the first. That's the inning. 6-3 on the putout, but again, a couple free passes lead to a couple runs for the second straight inning. Now it's Pitt Colgan 4 and Onega 0 as the Buffaloes will bat the middle of their lineup in the bottom of the second. That's coming up next on 92.1 KMCA.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Onega Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair too at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
KMZA.
Time to get the bats moving here for Onega as we head to the bottom of the second inning. In the middle of their order, it'll be L.J. Kilzer, Jeremiah Dorsey, and Race Fisher due up. Onega trailing 4-0 as Colgan now has four runs on just two hits. But Colgan has taken advantage of five passes. The four runs that have come around the score were guys that were let on base via a free pass, either walk or hit by pitch. Here's L.J. Kilzer. Kyson Bennett worked a 1-2-3 inning. Needed just pitches his first trip to the mound. The breaking ball settles in on the inside part of the plate. Called strike one to Kilzer. They go with good energy and excitement in the dugout, trying to lift up the spirits of their teammates. And there's a bad swing on a ball that bounced a couple feet in front of home plate. It was yet another off-speed pitch from Kyson Bennett. Kilzer just couldn't hold back and check his out in front now, down in the count, nothing and two. At Dorsey on deck, Bennett throwing a lot of off-speed pitches. Take a batter's testing a little bit. They had two ground balls and a strikeout in the first inning, did Onega against Bennett. 0-2 pinch, held it straight back. Still 0-2, but a good beat that time by Kilzer. Don't forget, state track coverage today as well as tomorrow here on Camp DeLand Radio. Near the bottom of each hour, we'll update state track results from Cessna Stadium in Wichita. We'll get you an update immediately following this Onega game. All day today, all day again tomorrow. Two pitch, this a little high. 1-2 now to L.J. Kilzer. By the way, tomorrow evening, make sure and listen. We'll have not only all the results of medalists, but interview those local state medalists from state track. That's tomorrow evening on radio. Pitch. But it might have been a little low, maybe even a touch outside. L.J. Kilzer walking back to the dugout and did not like the call. Or to the Onega fans, this strikeout, this one down, looking one away here in the bottom of the... here, Jeremiah Dorsey to the plate. Dorsey in the postseason, 3-for-7 with 5 ribbies, and that big grand slam last week for ball one. Dorsey. Hitter. Fisher now on deck. Bennett continuing to work from the stretch. Apparently that's how he's going to pitch all game. Hasn't had a base runner yet, but comfortable there. It's going to miss by Dorsey. Makes the count 1-1. Coming into today, Kyson Bennett had thrown 32 innings for Colgan. This struck out 43 batters. Only walked 13. So pretty good control for this right-hander. Speed, and it's one hop. Nice club by the shortstop. The throw by Height, and a nice stretch at first by Voss to record the out. Dorsey grounds out 6-3, but that was a tough play for both the shortstop Height and the first baseman Voss. I think Height thought he had a chance to catch it on a line drive at first, and then he played it on a short hop. Had to kind of rush the throw from down low before he fully came to his feet. Didn't quite get enough on it, but Voss was able to stretch and reel it in. That's 5-5, retired by Kyle Bennett. Here's Race Fisher for Onega, their first baseman. He gets an offside pitch to start things out. It's a bit inside, ball one. Onega looking for their first base runner for their win of the season in just their third year. GPL champs every year in that Twin Valley League. And here's another strike. That one pulled up into the zone by Simmons. Count is 1-1. Retire the side for a third straight inning. Ton of baseball teams, of course, in the Valley League. A few more, and they've done well. He split with Troy in a league game this year. Foul tip into the catcher's glove. It's 1-2 to Race Fisher. Race 4-for-7 in the posts coming into today. Yesterday, the two regionals. It's just a little bit outside. 2-2. Colby Fordham would be next. Taking off a lot of time. Oh, he's ready. 2-2 pitch. Long and missed. It was a low one, and Fisher knew it, but couldn't check the swing, and that's 3 strikeouts recorded by Bennett. Another 1-2-3 inning as we've completed 2 frames. Our score is Colgan 4 and Onega 2. We'll be back in 1 minute after words from some of our high school sports boosters and Onega State Baseball sponsors here on 92.1 KMZA.
SBS Insurance is proud to announce we are celebrating 20 years of providing excellent service to our clients. We've helped protect families, homes, farms, and businesses from unforeseen events. Our team of experienced agents is committed to providing the best possible coverage and customer service to suit your individual needs. To celebrate this milestone, we will be providing lunch at each of our locations this summer. Please visit our Facebook page, SBS Insurance, for specific times and dates.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers 3 storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
92.1 FM KMZA.
First pitch here in the third inning is going to be a foul ball. Weren't quite everybody set for action there. I'm Justin Fluke along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman with you here in Great Bend, Kansas. Number 2 of all the state baseball and softball tournaments around the Sunflower State. A lot of exciting games yesterday. A lot of extra inning games, including one here. There's a base hit. This one to the gap in right center field. Elder over to cut it off from center, but that is hit number 3, and the leadoff batter aboard for Pick Colgan, Carsten Simmons, singles into right center here to start the top of the third. A lot of pressure with Colby Simpkins out there. He's allowed several base runners here in this game. 5 on free passes, and now 3 hits for Pick Colgan. Matusik had an RBI as he drew a walk his first time up. but the base is loaded, and he takes a look at strike number one. Christian Fonta waits on deck, runner goes, and the pitch is fouled back, so we've seen that hit and run a few. Colgan here, very aggressive, offensive Colgan team. They count 0-2, though, now to third baseman Petusek, who bats sixth in the Colgan lineup. They're at first with nobody out. Pitch, ground ball, back to the pitcher. They throw towards second, and it's picked up there as they get the lead out, but that's going to be it. Good job by the second baseman, Dorsey. Is it second late getting there, and then kind of bobbled it, but had time to regain it, pick it up, stepped on the bag, and record out number one here in the third inning. That is a 1-4 fielder's choice. Busick will be the base runner now at first with one out. They throw over that way, but Busick is back in play. Boss, one of two strikeout victims, first time through the lineup. Colby Simpkins gets in Boss again, the left-hander. Pitch is fouled back and out of play after a couple throws to first. The count is nothing and one here to Boss. Into the on-deck circle. Both these play again later here today. Ball hit high and deep. This one right field. Long, long run. Chasing it. It's going to one off the fence over the head of Fordham. All the way from first, rounding third. And trying to score is Carsten Simmons. He'll get there standing up and into third with an RBI triple. Goes Tristan Voss. An RBI triple. Is 5-0 now in favor of Pitt Colgan. And that ball was bashed. Scores the 375 sign. One hop the fence and deep. Right field. Throw to third. Fisher wasn't on the bag, but a little bit caught off guard. And diving back in there head first is Tristan Voss. Ball's grounded up the middle. Backhanded by the second baseman Dorsey, but he's way behind the bag and can't do anything with it. A run will score, and that's going to be an infield single. RBI for Colin Height. Good job by Dorsey to dive behind the second base bag and knock it down to keep it on the infield. He kind of tried to flip it up to Olterman, who he thought would maybe have a chance for a throw, but obviously not enough time to accomplish that feat. The RBI infield hit for Height makes it 6-0. Colgan, runner stealing from first. Donega throw it back to the pitcher. They were a little bit caught off guard by the runner going there on the first pitch, and this at bat to the number 9 Colgan hitter, Connor Van Beest. Takes that pitch for ball one. 1-1, the count to Van Beesler. Walked and scored his first time up. Gives delivers, swing and a miss. Beesler down in the count, 1-2. Colgan is just super aggressive. Steals. Hit and run. They've done everything. Here's a swing and a miss. That's the second out of the inning. And the third strikeout recorded today by Colby Simpkins, the Omega starter. So two outs. Runner at second. It'll be leadoff batter Gus Keller batting for a third time here in the third inning. Colgan up 6-0. Ben and look back the runner to second. Keller's been on twice. He was hit by a pitch in the first, singled in the second. And fouls this one back. Strike one. Colgan batted 7 guys in the first inning, 6 last inning, and now this is their 6th batter to come to the plate here in the top of the third. Foul ball. Fast ball down the middle, quickly makes it 0-2. Has recorded 3 strikeouts. No free passes here this inning. Regained his control a little bit. Back to second, now pitches 0-2, and didn't get the call on the outside part of the plate. Outside. It's 1-2 now to Gus Keller, the leadoff hitter. Pitch is low and is quickly 2-2. Obviously, in high school, no pitch clock. We have in the majors, Simpkins works extremely fast. Runner stealing third, pitches the ball. The throw down to third is one hop up off the shoulder of Zach Fisher. Knock it down, though, and keep the runner at third. The count's moved to full. There's a stolen base. 2 stolen bases. After Colin Height's RBI single, he stole second, now just stole third. Here's a foul back and out of play. They'll do it again at 3 balls and 2 strikes from Simpkins to Keller. two outs in the inning. That's all four, so a walk on a seven-pitch at-bat. Inning will continue. Here's on the corners, and I bet you Keller, the leadoff hitter, is going to take off on the first pitch here from first. But out of this batter, he scored two runs already in this. On a bunt, hit by a pitch, came around to score both times. Side, the runner does first to second, uncontested there, so now there's a couple in scoring position. Pitch side, it's 2-0 to Carter Jacquino. Jacquino, in case you want to spell J-U-I-O. 2-0 pitch from Simpkins. Three. Aqua load the bases. First one is the only unoccupied base moment for three-hitter Cooper Simmons is the waiting on deck. Ball four in the dirt. Four-pitch walk and back-to-back free passes load him up with Fulgan already leading it to nothing here in the top of the third. Hogan scored two in the first, two in the second. They've already played it two in the third and looking to try to blow this one wide open. Cooper Simmons has RBI, field ground out, single, a run scored. He's been productive in the number three hole. Steps off the mound there. Composure. Dugout kept energy, fans well. Pitch just so high and in. He's missed on seven consecutive pitches. Been able to find the strike zone. Loaded here with two outs. This pitch is high and in. Ball two. Getting over here to the dugout. Looking to signal something. Huh? Different baseball or what? Ready, set, to go pitch. That's a little bit low. It's three and an option for Onega pitching today. They're not even thinking about that third place or championship game. Just one game at a time, one inning, one pitch at a time, just like yesterday. Here, business at hand, and here's another four-pitch walk. Make it a 7-0 game. Second time that Colgan's drawn a walk today with the bases loaded. Time Simmons gets his second RBI of the day as Colin Height comes in to score from third, and out of the dugout comes Coach Adam Kupal. Got a couple extra baseballs. Simpkins was trying to signal earlier that, hey, I don't really like this with Coach. I'd like to trade it out. Coach Kupal is going to go to the mat. Well, as mentioned, once Simpkins is done here in this game, I mean, he's done for the day. He's well over 45 pitches. Be pretty tough, I think, to come back in a second game. Technically, if he stays under 105, he could come pitch later today, but then you're down to just one other guy that's faced two batters all season pitching for Onega. There's going to be some guys pitching for Onega today that have not pitched the baseball game a couple of years. That's what it is, right? 1A, tools. Hogan, kind of a luxury. They came in, they had eight pitchers, I think I counted, that had all thrown over 12 innings. This pretty good depth there. Stocked in the Fulgan dugout for sure. Now everyone's reset. We'll resume play. Simpkins still on the hill. Ninth batter of the inning. First pitch fouled up and beat Lamond. It's 1-0. That's good for Simpkins to find the strike zone there. Batter of the inning, Bennett, the cleanup hitting pitcher, is 0-2. Struck out and grounded to short. They would love to get him out right here, right now. There's a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. If Simpkins can one more pitch here to get out of this inning and keep it at a 7-0 score. Well, Onega's only had six batters in this. They've been three up and three down in the first and second. There's strike three call. Top of the zone. Not Tyson Bennett looking. Four strikeouts for Colby Simpkins and a great job to finish it out. And what a job just battling and gutting it out, leaving it all there for the Onega Buffalo pitcher. It's 7-0 Colgan leads. We head to the bottom of the third inning after this 1-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt.
KMZA.
Welcome back to Great Bend with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. Justin Fluke here with you on 92.1 KMZA. Onega batting bottom of the third. They trail 7-0 against the juggernaut Pittsburgh Colgan Panthers. Onega's had 6 up and 6 down against Kyson Bennett, who, again, coming off pretty long time between mound visits here. Faced the number 7 hitter Colby Fordham to lead things off. Pitch is low for ball one. So Fordham, Lehman, and Vinnenberg do up for the Buffaloes, and Coach Kupfall here in the bottom of the third. Looking for a runner. Just trying to start something. One pitch at a time on offense, right? Here's a ground ball towards the dugout of Colgan. Foul ball makes it 1-1 to Colby Fordham. Right fielder for Onega. They're getting a lot of support from his dugout. Pitch by Bennett, again from the stretch throughout this game, and it's fouled over the top of the Colgan dugout. Now 1-2. Make appearance, walking back and forth, saying, energy, let's go. Trying to pump up the players, doing a great job helping the fans stay engaged and energized here in this game. Paddling in their first ever state tournament appearance in baseball, making history. There's a swing and a miss as Bennett strikes out Colby Fordham. And there's one away in the bottom of the third. That's strikeout number 4, by the way, of the 7 batters that Tyson Bennett has faced. Struck out 4 of the Onega hitters. Hunter Lamond, the catcher. Pitch to him. It is a little bit inside, 1-0. Onega came into this state tournament averaging 11 runs per game. Well, to their team batting average, 340. Is this pitch low and away? It's 2-0 as Lamond jumps ahead in the count. So plenty of offensive firepower. Just need something to kind of get things started and provide a little hope and confidence. Ooh, that pitch. Well, the strike down in the zone. It's 2-1 now. That is Bennett. Pitches going to miss. 2-2 now. A lot of off speed. Pretty deliberate. The routine motion and delivery of Kyson Bennett. 2-2 delivery. Ouch, it hit Hunter. He turned away and got hit between the 2 and 9 in the back. So hit by a pitch. First runner for Onega is on, and like we talked about, anyway, you can get one on, right? Just try to get something started. Onega's got a base runner, and here's Keegan Vinnenberg, their 9-hitting left fielder. He'll be back to the top of the lineup. Onega's down 7-0. Colgan has just 5 hits, left 6 stranded. Colgan left him loaded that last half inning. Negas committed the only 2 errors so far in this game today. The bottom of the third, 1 on now and 1 out for Vinnenberg, who will take a pitch in there for a called strike 1. How aggressive Onega wants to be, and it always works from the stretch, so you got a pretty good idea of delivery and motion. Like this is new, seeing him pitch from the stretch for the first time. Had pretty good lead at first, and they throw over there. Lazy throw, and on back plenty of time. 1-1 to Vinneberg. Here again has a pretty big lead, held on by Voss over there. Bennett set, now brings in the pitch. A swing and a miss by Vinnenberg. He's down in the count, nothing and two. Both these teams will have a couple hours to rest after this game before they play either the third place or championship game. Do pitch to Vinnenberg on the way. It's a little bit high. The one thing that I've noticed different for Bennett, he's always pitched from the stretch, but man, with the runner on, he takes a lot more time between his pitches. He really comes set and holds it there for quite some time before delivering with the runner on base. Difference there. Now the 1-2 pitch fouled back, and Vinnenberg able to stay alive. Jackson Coulterman awaiting on deck. Full sun here today. The wind is blowing across the field from first base to third base, or from right field to left field. So we've got a crosswind here today, blowing it towards third and left field across the diamond here in Great Bend. The 1-2 pitch from Tyson Bennett. This one's foul tipped. 5-pitch at bat. The count still in Bennett's favor at 1-2. Trying to rally, down 7 runs. Hogan got 2 in the first, 2 in the second, 3 in the third. Big lead by Hunter over there at first base. That comes set, pause, throw to first, and knocked down by Voss over there. It almost got by him. Another real lazy throw. I don't know if he trusts his pickoff throw to first, because both times he's thrown over, it's like a couple hops to get to first base. Now it'll be a 1-2 pitch coming to the plate. High, but swung on and missed. And Vinnenberg is strikeout victim number 5 of Bennett here today. 2 outs in the bottom of the third inning. Back to the top of the order. And Jackson Coulterman, who grounded his second to his first time up. That's with the runner at first base. And 2 outs now here in the inning. Bennett's had a terrific year. Over 20 runs batted in. 5 home runs for the sophomore. Off speed and stays upstairs, 1-0. And they get lost in the semifinals each of the last 2 years in their first couple of years of high school baseball in the round of in the regional tournament. For this year to get the state, knocking off Valley Falls last week. Here's the 1-0, and that's buried in the dirt. 2-0, and out of Jackson Coulterman. Fisher would be next if Coulterman can extend the inning. We haven't seen any signs of Lamont taking off from first base despite maintaining a pretty big lead. Voss is still there holding him on. Now the 2-0 delivery is low, ball 3. I think Lamont is in the head a little bit of Tyson Bennett. Time he's had to work with the base runner here today. 2 lazy throws, but he slowed things down a lot. That pitch in the middle called strike 1, so 3-1. Coulterman has taken that pitch all the way. Now he'll go back to work here with 2 outs and the count 3-1. Megan's still looking for their first hit. Coach Kupal going through the signs a couple times. Pretty sure there might have been a sign missed. He's a little upset. Coach Kupal has back to first base, went Hunter Lamond, and Coach went through the signs a second time. Hunter went back to the base. He's still not going. Here's a swing and a miss, and the count now full at 3-2. I bet he goes on this pitch. Probably doesn't even need a sign. It's 3-2 with 2 out. But he'll definitely be moving from first, although Coach Kupal does go through a whole slew of signs. And now he's mad because in the middle of the signs, he was 2 steps off the base and not looking at him. He should just know to go here on 3-2 with 2 outs from first. Oh, he's still not going. No, it doesn't matter. Swing and a miss. Coach Kupal's waiting to talk to Hunter Lamond here before he goes into the dugout. So working around a 1-out hit by pitch, that's 3 strikeouts in the inning for Bennett and a total of 6 strikeouts on the day. Still no hits and no runs for Onega. They trail pick Colgan 7-0. We'll head to the fourth inning right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Onega
Ag and Auto have a great selection of Husqvarna mowers and equipment for this season. Stop in soon and see the Husqvarna selection. Get NAPA parts and complete vehicle service repair, too, at Onega Ag and Auto. Call them at 889-4841. That's 889-4841.
Good luck, Buffaloes. From the Onega Country Market, 120 Prospect Street in Onega, open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays 10 a.m. to 4. Pam and everybody at Onega Country Market are rooting on the Buffaloes. Good luck at state baseball.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Justin Flipback with you here in Great Bend. 7-0 Pitt Colgan leading the Onega Buffaloes in this semifinal matchup. Colby Simpkins has thrown 60 pitches through the first three innings, and he is back out there on the hill. Mentioned that we'll have both Onega games today, and both these teams will play twice here today, but both teams will take a break after this game because you'll have the other semifinal contest coming up here for 2-1A. First batter of this inning is also the first batter last inning in the third, and it's a base hit into left field off the bat of Hurston Simmons. So he's now 2-for-2 with two singles and a walk. Starts things off with a single, which is hit number 6 for the Colgan Panthers here today. Number 6 hitter, John Petusik, to the plate. He's 0-for-1, but has an RBI walk and a run scored, and he swings and puts it in play. This one drifting away from center fielder Kelzer. Long run and a dive, and he caught it. What a play. Again, we mentioned the win last inning, pushing it from first to third, or from right to left field. That was a long run for Kelzer, laid out for it and hauled it in. A big first out of the inning and a terrific defensive gem in center field by L.J. Kelzer. The one on and one out now for Tristan Voss. The second game here in Great Bend that's coming up today is between Marion and Elkhart. Elkhart, the 2 seed, Marion, the 3 seed. They both have 20 wins on the season, and they're in the other semifinal here. Here's a third pitch put in play. It's in foul territory. Fisher giving chase, and it's just foul, but it bounces in between short, third, and left field. Ball was popped up, and good hustle by Vinneberg, Fisher, and Coulterman made a long, long run at it as well. Had it not been for a fairly strong wind, maybe 15 miles an hour or so, pushing that thing towards foul territory, it kind of dropped in there for a hit. So it's one strike to Tristan Voss, who had an RBI triple his last time up. Three pitches this inning, and all three were put in play by Pitt Colgan, and now this pitch misses a little outside. It's 1-1. If you're Colby Simpkins, I mean, you're just throwing strikes, right? This was a little bit low, 2-1. Forget the score. Forget anything besides try to throw it across the plate. Give your defense a chance. Try to extend this game. Extend the opportunities for your team. Be picky. Drafts, just reach back, try to throw strikes. He looks back the runner to second. Now a ground ball right back to Simpkins. Looks the runner back, throws to first, gets the out, and the runner had to stay at second. Terrific play by Colby Simpkins for the second out of the inning. It was a routine play that's recorded 1-3, but the way that he was able to look back that runner is huge. Runner not able to advance to third, and now with two outs, it's Colin Height, number 8 hitter for Colgan. Mentioned Elkhart and Marion coming up, so the loser of the semifinal games will play for third today. That game is slated to start at 3:30. Championship game tonight is set for 5:45, so 3:30 and 5:45 are the game times for these two teams, Onega and Pitt Colgan, later today, depending on the win or loss. There's a ground ball chopper to third, but foul. Fisher over to field it. It's 1-1 strike to Colin Height. two outs, and this could be the quickest inning for Colby Simpkins, which would be just what the doctor ordered. Really having to work hard the first three frames. Right call, top of the zone. It's 1-2 now to Colin Heitz, who has an RBI single and a run scored. Well, stolen bases today. Colgan has been extremely aggressive. There's another strike. Got him looking. Simpkins sprints to the dugout and says, come on, boys, let's go. Giving his team a chance, throwing strikes. The fifth K recorded today for Colby Simpkins, and nothing becomes of a leadoff single for Pitt Colgan as Onega holds him scoreless for the first inning here today. We've completed 3.5. See if the Buffaloes can get some offense going when we return. They trail 7-0 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment. You can rent tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Studio engineer Kirk Kilman today, working hard back at our studios. Justin Pluck with you here in Great Bend. Plenty of sunshine, and we start the bottom of the fourth inning with Onega batting their 2-3 and four hitters. It'll be Zach Fisher, Colby Simpkins, and LJ Kelzer. Still no hits for Onega. They did get their initial base runner last inning on a hit by pitch. Six strikeouts recorded already by Bennett. Pitch is outside. It's 2-0 to Zach Fisher, a strikeout victim his first time up. Fisher pitching start yesterday, got through five innings, did very well. Is outside. He's ahead in the count here. Great chance for the Buffaloes to get a leadoff runner aboard, something that's not happened yet today. Zach Fisher was hitting 462 coming into state. Good day yesterday. Part of the offense as well. And he takes a strike top of the zone on 3-0. In one, and Fisher will go to work. He had five at-bats yesterday, struck out three times, but reached quarter run, had a hit. He pops this one up. Mile high on the infield. Gaquineau called off by the shortstop, Height, who makes the catch right near second base, and that's out number one. So a five-pitch at-bat, but Fisher flies to short. Now it'll be Colby Simpkins, who grounded to shortstop, his first time up today. Pitcher matchup. Just worked his best inning on the mound today. Only needed 10 pitches to get three outs. Only faced four batters. Gets an off-speed pitch that stays high for ball one. Elzer will hit next. Get one out of the infield as Onega for the first time today. Strike a fastball. A little more heat by Bennett that time. Count 1-1. Streaming today, as always, all of our radio stations, all of our games online at mscsports.net. Just click listen live. Here's another changeup and waiting on it, fouling it to third. Simpkins is down in the count, one ball and two strikes. Of course, also post the replays if you'd like to re-listen to the game yesterday. Onega's comeback 10-inning victory in the opening round over Medicine Lodge. The audio tab on mscsports.net. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Bennett. High heater, Simpkins swings and misses. That's out number two. Seven strikeouts recorded for Bennett, looking for his third 1-2-3 inning and four tries today. Jake Kelzer was a strikeout victim his first time up. From the stretch, pitch, fouled straight back, nothing and one. Three flags flying over behind first base, past the Colgan dugout. You got the American flag, USA, then the Kansas flag, and just below that one is the Great Bend flag. Here at the Great Bend Sports Complex. A little over a 3-hour drive from Onega, 315. Horrible. I was sticking around last night after the big win. He pitch and stays down. Well, one ball, one strike to LJ Kelzer. Certainly a lot of orange here. A lot of Buffalo fans present enjoying the history in the making. Pitch low, 2-1 to Kelzer. Close. You start up a new program, a new sport at your school, and 500 years, and then the third year, you're 9-3 and in the state semifinals. Tip your cap to Coach Kupal and everybody that's put work in here to make this Onega program produce already. A hard hit ball, that's going to be a base hit. Onega's got their first hit. Fans come to their feet, it rolls to the fence. LJ Kelzer pedals into second, standing up. With two outs, he's got Onega's first base hit. It's a double to the gap in left center. Well, sometimes that's all you need is a spark. Before you know it, it can turn into a fire. That's what Onega is hoping for, but they'll have to rally with two down here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They trail 7-0 against Pittsburgh Colgan, but had a little momentum last inning. Not allowing any runs and retiring three of the four batters that Colby Simpkins faced. They get the big double with two down, and here's Jeremiah Dorsey trying to extend his year campaign into a potential championship game. Put the runner on for the second time this morning. Is it still morning? Sorry, what time is it? 12 o'clock. It's afternoon, just by a minute. Good afternoon, folks. 92.1 KMZA Seneca. 16-1 to Dorsey. He takes to the dirt. Nice block by Simpkins. Really just laid out his body in front of that pitch that bounced in front of home plate, right across home plate. Able to keep it in front of him, which keeps LJ Kelzer at second base here with two outs. The count 1-1 here to Dorsey. Taking his time with that runner at second, not held on. He brings in the pitch. It's a fastball. It's outside, and it's two balls and one strike. Race Fisher is awaiting in the on-deck circle. Remember hanging out with some of these Omega kids this last fall, and I was there for a Chiefs watch party they had at the fairgrounds, Pottawatomie County Fairgrounds in Onega. The fastball swung on a miss, 2-2. And at that time, there was a lot of frustration with a lot of these guys because there were several of them that were injured. Some of these guys have had to battle through some injuries throughout their careers, and their football team just kind of decimated at the time that I was there in Onega hanging out with these guys. Here's the 2-2 pitch by Bennett, a little bit low. We'll work it full now to Jeremiah Dorsey. But yeah, some of these guys able to come back in basketball, had their home substate. Here's the payoff. Stan swinging a miss. So Bennett able to work around the two-out double and strike out his eighth batter of the contest. So we've completed four innings. We're heading to the fifth here in Great Bend. Pitt Colgan still in control, leading 7-0 over Onega. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The 27th Annual Nemaha Valley Healthcare Foundation Charity Golf Classic is Friday, June 16th at Spring Creek Golf Course in Seneca. Individual and team registrations are welcome, and many sponsorship opportunities are available as well. We are also doing the golf ball drop. 600 golf balls will be sold. For $5, you can purchase a golf ball with a chance to win 50% of the total golf ball sales. Please contact Courtney Schmelsley at 785-336-0426 for additional information. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop hail protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
On to the fifth inning we go. Colgan, number nine hitter, Connor Van Beesler leads things off. Colby Simpkins back to the mound, 71 pitches. 72 is on the outside corner for a called strike. In the third time through the order here facing Connor Van Beesler, who walked and scored but struck out his last time up. He grounds this one up the middle, knocked down by Dorsey. Man, tries to make a throw. That's going to be an infield hit, no doubt. I can't believe Dorsey got to that ball. He might have been on the left side of second base, covering a ton of real estate. It obviously wasn't a hard hit ball, but Dorsey to get back there, knock it down, and hold Van Beesler to a leadoff infield single. Bring Gus Keller to the plate. Seven runs on six hits for Colgan today. They've stranded seven. Mega has no runs on one hit. They've left two on base. They've had two runners today. In there for a called strike. Nothing and one to Gus Keller. He's been on all three times. He's been up today, and he hits this one high to center field. Kelzer, wind helping him out this time, bringing it back to him from right field, and he makes the catch. Nice play by L.J. Kelzer in center field. He's been pretty busy. Hit a diving, terrific catch earlier. This one a bit more routine, and it's out number one here in inning number five. A Carter Jacquino, who's also been on base all three times. How about this? The top three batters in the Colgan lineup today have all three been on base all three times. Hard hit ball, base hit. That is into left field. And around third, they're going to try to score Van Beesler. The cutoff from Coulterman, it's short, and the throw home is not in time. It's now 8-0 Colgan with an RBI double by Carter Jacquino. Beesler able to pedal all the way around from first to score as that ball was hit hard, but quite a ways away from Kelzer. Colgan back on the board again with their eighth tally of the day. Cooper Simmons, we like the number one and two hitters, have been on base all three times today. But it's not just like they're pounding the baseball, getting a bunch of hits. I mean, Colgan only has two hits in this inning, eight total now for the game. They're going through their order a fourth time facing Colby Simpkins. It brings it in and a ground ball. Diving stop at third by Zach Fisher. Comes up, throws to first, and on a hop it's dug out, but they say not in time. Now a throw back to third, but the runner heading there gets away and heading to second base goes Cooper Simmons. Well, it was a great try by Zach Fisher. Up to his feet, but he didn't have time to complete the throw. Coach Kupal out of the dugout checking to make sure it was a safe call at first and not out. Pretty close play over there. Then Ray Fisher threw across the diamond to third to try to get that runner, and it got away. So Cooper Simmons reaches on an infield hit and is now at second. Carter Jacquino is at third. One out here in the top of the fifth inning for the cleanup hitting pitcher, Kyson Bennett of Colgan. He is 0-3. Strike one. Yeah, so the guys at the top of the lineup, hit by pitch, walk, and a single for the leadoff hitter. Hit by pitch, walk, and reached on a bunt for the number two hitter. And the number three hitter was on via a single, a walk, and an RBI ground out. So again, productive at bats. Though the stats aren't super impressive. The theme here is that Colgan has kept the pressure on Onega, and they have just had a ton of base runners today. Been super aggressive once they've got on those base paths as well. Of course, Simpkins has had to work a lot of pressure throughout this ballgame. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Off speed, struck out Kyson Bennett, who's 0-4. Bennett has struck out three times against his counterpart, Colby Simpkins. So two outs now here in the fifth. Be Carsten Simmons to the plate for Colgan. He was 2-for-2 with two singles and a walk. He's trying to get this to the sixth. It'll pop up towards second, and an underhanded basket catch by Dorsey. Got a late break on that ball. Didn't read it well, but went sliding in and made a basket catch, securing it up against his body for out number three. So Colgan gets just one run on three base hits here in the fifth inning. They leave a couple more stranded, and there were no errors. Colgan's lead is now 8-0 over Onega. Buffaloes will have Fisher, Fordham, and Lehman coming up in the bottom of the fifth after this one-minute timeout on FM 92.1, KMZA, Seneca.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1 staff to 4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
Convenience and a return on your investment is important. At Helena, we understand that, which is why we created FastStand, a clean, convenient seed treatment without all the dust of talc or graphite. FastStand improves seed flowability, resulting in more efficient planting and more uniform stand. Combine that with our exclusive high-performing SAR technology, which improves seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health, leading to greater yield potential. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with FastStand. For more information, contact your local Helena representative today.
KMZA.
Race Fisher leading off for Onega. Starting pitcher Kyson Bennett still out there, has gone the distance, gets a swing and a miss for strike one. That is his 64th pitch of the day, so 63 pitches through 4 innings. Pretty good for Kyson Bennett, working with a 7-0 lead. And here's a ball looped down the line in left field. It will stay fair, and it's a base hit for Race Fisher, Onega's second hit of the day. And the first for Race Fisher as the Buffs get their leadoff batter aboard. Had a double, but it came with two outs in the last inning. A single to lead things off here in the bottom of the fifth. To bring up Colby Fordham, who, like Race Fisher, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. 8 strikeouts recorded by Kyson Bennett. He's only allowed 1 free pass. He hit a batter on a 2-2 pitch back in the third. Tega's got the third base runner of the day. And Fordham fouls this first offering back and behind the press box for strike one. Been winning yesterday over the number one seed Little River, 12-5. In there for a strike, and it's nothing and two on Colby Fordham. Tega winning 8-7 in 10 innings over Medicine Lodge. For two seed Elkhart, beat KC Christian 2-0. That was a great game. For 3 seed Marion yesterday, beat Sedgwick 10-5. Ooh, called a strike on the outside corner. Fordham didn't like it, but he goes down looking. And that's out number one. One on, one out. Sir LeMond, hit by a pitch, was his first at bat. Without an official at-bat. Plays here with Race Fisher at first base and one down. And LeMond takes strike one. Continuing to work and end the count. Almost to 70 pitches now here today in the bottom of the fifth inning. That pitch in for a called strike two. McLeod won, by the way, earlier today on 93.7 Care FM. We had McLeod softball. They were playing in Pratt. They won 10-0 earlier today. So McLeod 10-0 in 5 innings, advancing to the 2-1A state softball championship game in Pratt. That game will come up at about 1:30 today over on 93.7. Here's a swing and a miss. And Sir Lehman down on strikes. That's 10 strikeouts recorded by the Colgan starter, Kyson Bennett. After the leadoff single by Race Fisher, he's still a first, and the number nine hitter, Keegan Minneberg, comes to the plate. Left-handed hitter for Onega. In-state track going on. You can follow the results online at mscsports.net. Bottom of the hour updates on sister station 103.9 KNZA. The throw over to first, but Race Fisher back in there safely. Get you another state track update. The latest coming up right immediately after this game is over. Then through the rest of the afternoon, you're on 92.1 as well near the bottom of each hour with state track coverage from Cessna Stadium in Wichita. This pitch looped towards second. Daquinel booted it. Everybody's going to be safe. That is an error. The Onega fans like it. Little life and hope. Two runners on base in the same inning for the first time today. Things will continue as they get back to the top of the Buffalo lineup. See if Jackson Coulterman can keep the line moving. Runners first and second with two outs after the E4 there on Colgan. Coulterman is 0 for 2, a strikeout and a grounder to second. He took a big swing at that and came up empty. Fisher would be next. 8 runs on 9 hits for Colgan. No runs on 2 hits now for Onega. For a few more here in the bottom of the 5th inning, trying to keep things going. Stepping off, looking back, Race Fisher to second. Nobody even within 12 feet of holding him on base. Bennett with 2 runners on. Runner first, Bennett, not held on either. Off speed pitch. Boy, great breaking ball there. It was almost like a slow pitch in a co-ed softball game. Super slow, started high, and just dropped right down in that zone. That's a doozy. It's nothing and two here to Jackson Coulterman. Two on, two out. Ready. Back with the fastball. It's fouled out of play. Coulterman able to stay alive. Pretty good pitch to hit there on nothing and two. See if Bennett changes things up here on his next delivery. It'll be pitch number 77 on the day for Kyson Bennett. Yeah, they got 5 guys, and they've only used a couple here in the state tournament. Just one here today. Colgan, swing and a miss. Coulterman couldn't check the swing. He is the 11th strikeout today, recorded by Kyson Bennett. So Onega gets a leadoff single and another runner reaching via the air, but they strand a couple, and they still trail 8-0 against Pitt Colgan. We head to the 6th inning after this one-minute timeout here on FM 92.1. KMZA Seneca.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
KMZA.
To inning number 6 we go here in Great Bend, Class 2-1A State Semifinal Baseball. Pitt Colgan leading the Onega Buffaloes 8-0. Colgan will bat their 6, 7, and 8 hitters here in the 6th inning. First pitch low and away, ball 1 to John Petusik, who is 0-for-2 with an RBI walk and a run scored. And he takes inside and is ahead 2-0. Over 80 pitches now thrown by Colby Simpkins. He threw 10 in the 4th and 10 in the 5th. So pretty good work last couple trips out for Simpkins. High fly ball, short left field. Vindenberg should have time. Comes in, camps underneath it, and makes the routine catch for out number 1. Tristan Voss, who is 1-for-3 with an RBI triple and a run scored. Vulcan has everybody but their cleanup hitter that has reached today. Their cleanup hitter is 0-for-4. 3 strikeouts. Pitcher. The biggest asset today has been with his arm on the mound. Tristan Voss, who had the RBI triple in the third inning when Vulcan expanded a 4-0 lead and made it a 7-0 advantage in that third inning. Hard hit ball, and that's a base hit. Into left field on a 2-0 delivery to Tristan Voss. He'll stay at first with a one-out single. Got to get there quickly by Vinnenberg and hold the header to just a single. Holland Height 1-for-3. He's got an RBI single and a run scored. One on, one out. Pitch low and gets underneath the catcher all the way to the backstop as Voss advances to second. Oh, the catcher couldn't find the ball. Maybe he thought it was still fairly close to him, but it went all the way to the backstop, and a lot of fans dressed in orange trying to help out Hunter and let him know the ball's clear back here against the screen. Oswald stay at second. One out. 1-0 is the count to Colin Height. Now they're going to pinch run for the first baseman, Voss. Kind of limp into that dugout, a little gingerly. Emergency runner here. It's a pinch runner they bring in. Surprised that he didn't try to take third after realizing the Onega catcher hadn't found the ball and he was a long ways from it. Maybe not 100% health-wise. 2-0, and this pitch down and away. It's 3-0 now to Colin Height, the number 8 hitter in the Colgan lineup. He wants to keep this at 8 runs. Can't really afford to give up a couple more here. Put pressure on him for a run rule. This is a 4-pitch walk that'll put runners at first and second. Colby Simpkins looks to the dugout. Head coach Adam Kufall says, can you do one more batter? Says, yep. Coach Kufall says, all right, go get him. One out, runners first and second. Number 9 hitter Connor Van Beesler's 1-for-2. He singled, walked, scored twice. Hits it a mile high right field. Fordham couldn't find it. Now he's on the run. Called off by the center fielder. And the ball's caught by L.J. Kelzer. How about that? One pitch and out number 2 on the fly ball to center. And not quite. Nope, not going to get another batter. As what a performance today by Colby Simpkins. You talk about gutting it out. When Onega knew coming in, they did not have Jackson Coulterman. They did not have Zach Fisher. The only other pitcher they had that had thrown to more than 2 batters all season. It's all on Colby Simpkins, and man, he had a heck of a day pitching. I mean, the final line's not going to be impressive, but the fact that he gutted it out and despite some struggles was able to stay out there and get Onega 2 outs into the 6th inning, 5 2/3, by struggling with some early runs and some free passes that he allowed. He just kept grinding, kept his team in this game, and now it'll be Race Fisher that's coming in to pitch for Onega. We'll be right back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The Onega Buffaloes are heading to the state baseball tournament in Great Bend, and Community Healthcare System is proud to present today's broadcast. Through all the off-season work, all the way to a regional championship at their own field, the Onega Buffaloes have overcome the odds and will now play in a state baseball tournament. Community Healthcare System enriches the health and lives of the people that they serve, and this Onega baseball team enriched the lives of the people that rooted them on this year. Good luck to the Onega Buffaloes. From Community Healthcare System.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Tip of the cap to Colby Simpkins, keeping Onega in it. He's about all they had, and he'll go to first base, swapping spots with Race Fisher. He's in to pitch here with 2 on and 2 out. We're in the top of the 6th inning. Colgan currently leading 8-0 against Onega. I had 90 pitches unofficially for Colby Simpkins. 90 pitches. Get you the rest of his stat line in a moment. Here's the leadoff hitter, Gus Keller, for Colgan. Takes strike one from Race Fisher. Fly ball to centers last time up. Officially, Gus Keller is 1-for-2. The walk and a hit by pitch. Single, and he takes upstairs. Now 1-1. Two outs here. Runners are at first and second. Nagel will have the heart of their order coming up here in the bottom half of this inning. Picks back up again, gusting 15. Gust near 20 miles an hour. Pitch again a little high. 2-1 to Gus Keller. So the hits allowed for the Onega starter today. Pitch on a 2-1 delivery, and it's low and scoots to the backstop, and the runners advance to second and third. They're back to get that one in a hurry, but now Voss at third, Height at second, and the count's 3-1 to Gus Keller. So Colby Simpkins gives up 10 hits. He allowed 7 walks, had 7 strikeouts, and 2 hit batters. So a total of 9 free passes, but 7 strikeouts, giving up 10 hits, 5 2/3 innings. This pitch a little high will load the bases. So he came in and got a strike, but then Race Fisher missed on his next 4 pitches. 5-pitch walk. Keller will load him up here for Carter Jacquino, the number 2 hitter, who's 1-for-1 with a double. He's also walked twice and been hit by a pitch. Scored a couple runs. Takes outside 1. Again, no pressure here for Race Fisher, right? Just come in. Don't worry about the score. Situation, just come in, just try to throw strikes. Give your defense a chance, give your team more opportunities. Here's a high fly, short right. Back goes the second baseman, Dorsey, and he makes the catch, and that'll end the inning. So Colgan leaves them loaded. They've stranded 12, no runs after a hit and a couple walks here in the sixth inning. Colgan leads it 8-0 over Onega, and we'll be back right after this.
Centered on trust, innovation, and flexibility, Mainstar Trust reflects on nearly 40 years' experience of specializing in providing retirement custodial services by delivering confidence, wisdom, and quality to their customers. Mainstar Trust offers unique and dynamic services that easily adapt to individual choices with alternative investments. Also, dedicated to providing services that are accessible, personable, and reliable. For further information on why you should choose Mainstar Trust, stop by West 9th Street in Onega or visit online at MainstarTrust.com.
It's true. Not a lot of places in Northeast Kansas can give you high-quality work for a low cost. But with Truax Tree Service, that's what you get. You get a true price, one that is affordable, and one that'll help you get the job done. Jobs big and small, they do it all. Contact the local professionals at Truax Tree Service, 785-236-7651, for your local estimate today. Because we all know when it comes right down to it, here in Northeast Kansas, we care about people that care about us. So if you want true price with true character, you need to trust True Axe Tree Service.
KMZA.
Justin, look back with you. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Colgan leading the Onega Buffaloes 8-0. It'll be the same pitcher, Kyson Bennett, back out there for the sixth inning. Onega's got 6 outs left to work with, and here might be an opportunity with the number 2, 3, and 4 hitters scheduled up and batting for a third time against Kyson Bennett. It'll be Zach Fisher, Colby Simpkins, and then L.J. Kelzer. 11 strikeouts recorded today by Kyson Bennett. He's given up just 2 Onega hits, 1 free pass with 11 strikeouts. There he's the first pitch in the dirt. Fisher 0-for-2. He struck out and popped a short. And taking his time, pitching, and this one down and in. It's 2-0. The game coming up next will be between the number 2 and 3 seeds. That game, Elkhart and Marion. Winners will play tonight, 5:45 in the 2-1A state championship. Losers will play about 3:30 today in the third place game here in Great Bend. The pitch missing low, so 3-0 to Zach Fisher as Kyson Bennett has not allowed a walk today. Get the strike in there, 3-1. That's hit one batter, but no walks allowed. Bennett has been in control. Omega's gotten both their base hits in the last two innings, one in the fourth a double, one in the fifth a single. This pitch low. There's the first walk. A leadoff walk nonetheless. Know what Denny Matthews says about leadoff walks late in games. Usually leads to runs. Omega needs a bunch of them. So it'll be Colby Simpkins to the plate. He's put it in play twice. A ground out to short and I thought he flied to left, but he actually struck out. He was the seventh strikeout of Bennett his last time up. Simpkins showing bunt here, stepping up towards the front of the box, trying to bunt, and it's foul on the first base side. Not so sure about the bunt there. Down 8-0, but make the pitcher move, right? Just try to make something happen, make the defense make some plays. Then you can put in play and give yourself a chance. 0-1 to Simpkins. Pretty good hitter, too. 42 RBIs. Take the bat out of his hands. I think that was his own decision. See what he does here. Pretty big lead at first by Zach Fisher. Going bunt again. Corner infielders charge a bit. Now pulling back and a ground ball. It's gloved at second and stepping on the bag. Now throw to first in time. Wow! 4-3 double play. Great work by Jack Leno. 4-3 double play changes the inning. Certainly keeps all the momentum on the side of the Pitcolgan Panthers. Now they need just four outs to punch their ticket to a 34th state baseball championship game appearance. Unbelievable. Here's L.J. Kelzer. Doubled his last time up. He's 1-for-2. Takes a look at strike one. That one now near the knees. Yeah, so Colgan's won 20 titles, and they have 13 state runner-ups. So 33 times they've been in the state championship baseball game for 2-1-A. Win today would be number 34. Is a hard hit ball taken by the third baseman, Petusik. Throw across the diamond. Nice stretch by Voth. And after the leadoff walk, a big double play. Turn that inning around. A 5-3 ground out. Retires the side. We head to the seventh and final frame. Colgan still leading Onega 8-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Welcome back to Great Bend. Studio engineer Kurt Kilman will get you a state track update right after this game is over. Bottom of the hour reports today and again tomorrow from Cessna Stadium in Wichita. All of our state track sponsors. It's Sleppy there covering state track today. Sleppy was the man here yesterday broadcasting Onega's exciting 10-inning victory. 8-7 comeback win against Medicine Lodge to get him into this state semifinal. But today it's been all Colgan. It's 8-0 as we head to the seventh inning. Colgan will have Cooper Simmons leading off. Free hitter against Grace Fisher for the first time. Pitched a little low, ball one. Grace Fisher's face seen his third batter of the day. Came in sleeve of Colby Simpkins. Pitch is grounded towards short and moving over. Oh, it skipped up on a hot pass, Holterman, and into short center field. They don't put hits and errors up on this scoreboard. They're officially how they will rule that one. Likely an error. Out there in time, just couldn't quite knock it down. That's an E6. Actually made a little bit of contact with him or his glove. So leadoff runner aboard for Colgan. Here's Kyson Bennett, their pitcher. The only guy that struggled offensively for Colgan all day. 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. Runner stealing second. There's safely plenty of time. Stolen bases. 6 stolen bases today for Colgan. We've talked about how aggressive they've been on the base pass under their 38-year head coach, Mike Hunt. Here's a hard hit grounder to short. Colterman bobbles this one. Picks it up, throws to first. Nice stretch. Now throw to third with the runner trying to advance. Knocked down by Zach Fisher, but Simmons does get to third. Tyson Bennett is out 6-3, so there's one away in the top of the seventh inning. For third base for number 5 hitter Carsten Simmons. It's 2-for-3. Walk and a couple singles. Grounded to short his last time up. Sticks inside, ball one. Tyson Bennett now 0-for-5. He was happy not to have to face Colby Simpkins, but couldn't do any better against Grace Fisher. 8 runs on 10 hits for Colgan today. They've committed one error, and they've stranded 12 runners. Colgan has left 12 on base. Here's another grounder. The shortstop, Colterman, oh, booted that one. It took a high hop. He tried to come in and field it on kind of a short hop after that high bounce. Just skipped on past him, so a run will score, and that's a couple errors here this inning. Now a 9-0 Colgan lead. So talking about leaving 12 runners on base, I think that kind of speaks to the job that Colby Simpkins did today pitching. We talked a little bit about it. How his final stat line isn't going to be a reflection of how well he battled and grinded and gave all he could and had today for his team to apparently hit John Batusik. I don't think he did either, but the official asked him a question. Points on down to first base. This is by pitch. Runners are now on. Coach Adam Kupel out of the dugout saying, what happened? And the umpire touches his left arm, and it's not his sleeve and his arm. Yeah, 10 free passes given up today by Omega pitchers haven't helped, but man, Simpkins had all that pressure. The fact that he stranded 12 runners on base, game could have been over. A run rule probably 30 minutes ago. He had not been right in pushing through. Way inside, gets away from Hunter, and late throw to third, not in time, so see the third. Carsten Simmons here with one out in the top of the seventh inning. Now 9-0 Colgan. Their potential 10th run of the game is now at third base. Kristen Voss is the batter here. Left-handed first baseman, 2-for-4, a triple and a single. Great swing there. It's up empty. It's 2 balls and a strike. Yeah, Voss doesn't appear dirty on his team. Battling out with the pinch runner, then re-entered. He hits this one, though, into center field. He's going to get an RBI single, so a 3-for-5 day. 2 RBIs and a run score. Trying to stretch it to a double, and he's tagged out. So an RBI single for Voss. So we just talked about his inability to run and his immobility, and I had to stretch that thing into a double, and you're up 10-0. Whatever. 2 outs now in the inning. Here's Colin Height. Fisher has now recorded 3 outs in this and needs one more. Going to need at least 10 runs here in the bottom of the seventh inning, or they'll be playing in the third place game, 3:30 this afternoon. Little low to Colin Height, number 8 hitter in the Colgan lineup. 1-for-3 with an RBI single, a run scored. So walked. Fifth at bat. Omega been through their order 2.5 times. Colgan now completing their 5th full time through the lineup. Little inside, 2-0 from Race Fisher to Colin Height, the shortstop. Starter's gone the whole way, but I don't know. We'll see. Had a double play to help work a 1-2-3 sixth inning. he comes out to finish it off, or if they bring in somebody else for final inning, he'll probably come back out. He's only put it up 85 pitches. And a four-pitch walk to Colin Height. Kept the seventh batter of the inning for Colgan, and that's number nine hitter Connor Van Beese, the runner stealing to second. They go. Attempt to throw him out. They look for him to Height going second. He just trying to get one final out. Connor Van Beesler's one for three. Hit. Walk. Or twice. Strike, so it's one and one. Fisher facing his ninth batter, so everybody's now faced Grace Fisher once in the Colgan lineup with batting. Pitch just outside. Two and one here to Van Beesler. And McLeod's one. They're playing in the state a softball championship game in Pratt today at 1:30. That'll be on 93.7. Hard grounder to second. Loved by Dorsey. Takes his time. Flips to first. A nice stretch there to record out number three by Colby Simpkins. But they tack on two more runs to the Colgan Panthers, so that means Onega needs 10. We head to the bottom of the seventh. It's last chance time for the Buffaloes here on 92.1 KMZA.
Roy Specker on why he chooses Community National Bank.
It's been our bank for as long as I can remember. Anytime we need something or if we have an issue or something needs to be taken care of, they're always willing to get right on it. They're always willing to do whatever they need to help the business grow. We just started my son was old enough, a trucking business, and they were on board with helping us get started and doing whatever they needed to help us get that rolling.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. Justin Flupak with you here in Great Bend. Omega's last chance down 10-0 to pick Colgan here in the bottom of the seventh. Hour and 41-minute game. Actually, an hour and 45 minutes. It started. It's early today, before 11 o'clock. Here's Jeremiah Dorsey. This thing's off for the Buffaloes. And strike one. He's 0 for 2 today. By the way, it is the starting pitcher back out there, Kyson Bennett, going to try to finish a 7-inning complete game performance. Allowed 2 hits total. Given up 2 free passes. Struck out 11 batters. Onega's had a total of 4 base runners today, and nobody's reached third base for Onega. Down again, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike to Dorsey with Grace Fisher on deck. Colby Fordham to follow. 7. The pitch low, 3-1. 4 base runners for Onega, 2 hits. Walk, 1 hit batter. Get some on here, put a little pressure, get pitcher out of the game. Strike on the inside. Bart had Percy leaning back out of there, but favorable strike call did the pitcher, Tyson Bennett. 3-2 now to Dorsey. Vegas second baseman has been busy today, and he fouls this one off to stay alive at the plate. Vegas' 2 hits were a double by L.J. Kelzer with 2 outs in the fourth and a single by Race Fisher to lead off the fifth. Hard hit ball, pretty deep center field. Keller drifting back towards left, makes the catch. Percy hit it pretty well, put a charge into it, but right where Keller was occupying center field, and that's out number one. The Buffs down to their final 2 outs here of this semifinal game. If it doesn't rally, we'll have their third place game at 3:30 today, right back here on 92KMZA. State track update right after this ball game is over. Fisher, 1 for 2, mentioned a single. He pops this one a mile high. This was popped right near us. It kind of had everybody scrambling. It landed just about three steps or chairs to my left, but it barely got over the screen, and it was so high, and all of us were kind of thinking that was coming right down on us. But we're all okay. And it's strike one to Ace Fisher. Fortunately, these Omega fans haven't had a whole lot of opportunities to get excited, stand up, and make some noise here today. Pitch a little outside, 1-1 to Ace Fisher. Three losses earlier this season to St. Mary's, to St. Mary's Academy, and Troy. So how about that? If Omega doesn't rally here, they'll have four losses. Three of their losses will be to St. Mary's High Bears, St. Mary's Academy, St. Mary's Pitcolgan Panthers. Different St. Mary's teams. Troy, they split with. A little low. 2-2 now to Race Fisher with one out. Bases empty. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Colgan leading it 10-0. Colgan scored two in the first, two in the second, three in the third. It was 7-0. Swing and a miss. Just Fisher chased one, and he's out number two. 12 strikeouts now for Kyson Bennett. Up to Colby Fordham. Struck out twice. 7-0, and it stayed 7-0 until the fifth inning when Colgan added one run. It stayed 8-0 for a while until those two runs. There's a grounder to third. Should end it. Dusick throws across the diamond in time. 5-3, and that's the ball game. A 1-2-3 inning for Kyson Bennett to end his complete game two-hit shutout. What a performance by the pitcher Kyson Bennett for Colgan as they beat Onega 10-0 today here in the semifinal. Play in the state championship for the 34th time in their 50th state baseball tournament appearance here later today. Onega will play for third place at 3:30 today against the loser of that game that's coming up shortly. Will be between Marion and Elkhart. We'll have all the final stats, wrap up our broadcast, and then get the state track. That's what's coming up next here on 92.1 KMZN.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke with you one final time to wrap up this game as Pitcolgan to the 2-1A State Baseball Championship in Great Bend. They beat Onega 10-0. Here are your totals. Pitcolgan with 10 runs on 11 hits. Committed just one error to them. They left four runners stranded. 10 runs, 11 hits, but Colgan left four on base. Onega had no runs today, just two total hits. They only had four base runners, left four runners stranded. Onega also had four errors today. The two Onega hits, double by L.J. Kelzer and a single by Race Fisher. Pitching for Onega, Colby Simpkins, we talked about it. He did well. That's what he needed to do. Did all he could. Man, did he battle today. 5 2/3 innings. Gave up 8 runs on 10 hits. Did have 7 walks, 7 strikeouts, and 2 free passes. Race Fisher got the final 4 outs of this game. Race will likely be the starter in the third place game at 3:30 today. Race gave up 2 runs, just 1 hit, 2 walks, 1 hit batter, and no strikeouts. So Onega with the loss is now 19-4. They've lost to another St. Mary's team. St. Mary's High, St. Mary's Academy, and now St. Mary's Pacific Colgan. Final score today, 10-0. By the way, Colgan, not going to go through all their offense, but a couple highlights. They had Kristen Voss, their first baseman, go 3-for-5 with a triple, a couple ribbies, then two hits apiece for Carson Simmons and Cooper Simmons, those brothers. Cooper was not only two hits, but runs and two RBIs as well. Colgan with the win is now 14-11. That's right. They're the number 8 seed, but this is a team that's been playing 3A and some 4A schools. Actually, four of their losses, I haven't mentioned this today, four of the losses for Colgan were to out-of-state teams, not even in Kansas. So nobody's surprised that the 8 seed Colgan making noise in their 50th state baseball tournament appearance. They're going for a 21st state title later today here in 10-0. Again, your final thanks to studio engineer Kirk Kilman. This is Justin Fluke. Appreciate the sponsors and appreciate you listening. We got a state track update coming up shortly, some regular programming, and then we'll be back around 3:30 for the final game. It'll be for third place in the third season for high school baseball, Onega Buffaloes, right here on your local sports authority, KMZA.